Live. Live. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Lift. Hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Two, three, four, hip.
All right, you pure-blooded warriors, brothers and sisters of Israel. This is your wake-up call. I'm Pastor Steve, and this wake-up call is for the 23rd of November, 2017. This is, in the United States, Thanksgiving Day, which will be our topic for today. I'm not going to quote a lot of chapter and verse today. I'm just going to hold forth. When this country started out, they had a feast. We don't know exactly when it was, but I would guess that the brothers and sisters back then, the white people, would have held a celebration at the Feast of Tabernacles, which was last month. This feast day has been arbitrarily set by someone. I really don't care. I don't want to go into the details. But I was told when I was a child in school at Thanksgiving Day, they were giving thanks to God. Of course, they didn't mention Yahweh in the schools way back when. You know, I'm 70, so this goes back a ways. And we were told that the Indians brought gifts, etc., etc., etc. But this was held on the Eastern Seaboard. And we don't know the racial composition of the tribes, quote unquote, back then. I have a sneaking suspicion that they were descendants of a lot of the Vikings that explored the eastern seaboard of what was to become eventually the United States of America, and eventually the Jew United States of America. History has been twisted over time. Before my lifetime, during my lifetime, and quite honestly, I don't think it's going to be twisted after my lifetime, because I think, this is my personal opinion, which isn't worth much, I guess, I think the Messiah is going to come back in my lifetime. And all this fake news and fake history and fake and all the perversion and the deviltry. Well. Says in the scripture in 2 Thessalonians that he's going to destroy all those that don't know Elohim. And that's okay with me. Well, all those people, the ones I'm talking about are not people. They're beasts of the field and spawn of Satan. And the Israelites that have been duped and won't come under Yahweh's laws and reject it. The Israelites that love the world and the way of the world and the things of the world, and trapped by money, which is not money. But we really don't know what went on, because history has been perverted. About the first Thanksgiving's Day. But it was supposed to be Thanksgiving to the Almighty for all that they received. Now, individual families will pray a prayer of Thanksgiving over the turkey meal. And they'll do a little bit of that, and then they'll go in and watch the National Felon League with a beer in their hand, or I don't know whether there's NFL games on today. I know a lot of college football games are on. I don't even know when the NFL plays. I'm sorry, I don't follow it. I don't care a whit about professional sports. I'm sorry, I'm just not into this fake entertainment that does nothing for us, that makes the Jewish owners gazillions of dollars. Now they're falling back. I know the NFL is hurting. Isn't that a shame? They're losing their audience. Aww. And the Negroes are taking a knee during the national anthem. Now, does that upset me? No. They're being what they are. People are seeing what they are. And the national anthem no longer is the anthem of the nation that it was supposed to represent. This is no longer the United States that I grew up with, or my parents grew up with, or their parents grew up with. What we are in right now is a Jewish construct. Corporate run, corporate owned, corporate operated, genocidal toward the white race. Let's admit that, folks. Let's take a look at what they're doing to our people. They're doing everything they can to kill our people. Wiping us out. Literally. I'm not joking. This is not funny. They're aborting us. They're killing us outright. They're creating more and more wars and conflicts with which to slaughter our white boys and girls. All because we, as a race, the Israelite race, which is a set-apart people, have drawn away from the true worship of Yahweh. We have Judeo-Christian churches which teach apostasy. We have the national news media, which promotes apostasy and lies and perversions. We have the entertainment industry, which does it even more. We have the public school systems, which teaches it to our children. We have the institutions of higher learning, which are all very liberal and teach more of that. And they indoctrinate our youth. Okay. Now, we can give thanks to Yahweh in the Christian identity community, basically, because he has opened our eyes and we see the truth of what's going on around us. I personally don't celebrate Thanksgiving Day. I celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles, Chag Sukkot. Now, this year, I was at the feast and I had a heart attack. Yahweh telling me to slow down and to take care of my temple. He slapped me down and then brought me back in a rapid manner. I have healed so fast. It is a miracle of Yahweh the way he has taken care of me. So today, along with all my other days, I give thanks to Yahweh for his love and his healing hand. He wants me in this battle. He has a use for me. He doesn't want me gone from the scene. I may live in this lifetime, being 70, I'll be 71 in the next July, to see the return of Yeshua HaMashiach, our Redeemer, with his avenging angels, with flaming fire consuming those who do not know Elohim. And I will give thanks on that day because it will be bringing to an end all this wickedness that pervades our land and other lands, wherever Israel is, Great Britain and Sweden and Denmark and South Africa and just wherever we are, all right, Germany, France. We see the problems that the Antichrist is bringing upon our people. And there is only a remnant of the people as described in Scripture. A small part of the whole. And I give thanks that I'm part of that remnant. And all our remnant should give thanks daily, not just one day a year, every day, that they are part of Yahweh's chosen people and the elect that has their eyes opened to Yahweh's truth and his miracles and his mercy and what's coming up, his wrath. And we will be spared from that if we are true. We will. Now, some of us will go down before Yeshua comes. But that's only a testing ground, and our bodies would go anyway in a natural lifespan. But if we stand firm, if we love not our life in this world with all its things and its perversions and its stuff and its ways and illegal laws, unlawful laws, unscriptural laws, perverted laws, we will have eternal life. Now, there's going to be a resurrection of all of Israel. You understand? The good and the bad. Everybody that went before that sleeps will be resurrected. Some to eternal life, because we're all going to have to stand in front of the judgment. Me too. I will have to stand in front of the judgment even if I don't die the first death. You understand? And I will weep at the sins of I have committed, but they have been forgiven and covered over by Yeshua HaMashiach. I'm part of that covenant. Marvelous. Marvelous. I think it is. Others will be resurrected unto the second death. Their sins are great. Their sins have not been covered over because they haven't made the covenant. They have rejected it. Now that's on them. Yahweh doesn't want puppets. He doesn't want a dog and pony show. He doesn't want a ritual that you blindly recite. He wants heartfelt repentance. And if you have made heartfelt repentance, you will not see that second death. You won't see it. Isn't that something to give thanks for? Today, yesterday, tomorrow, every day should be Thanksgiving Day. Thanksgiving to our Heavenly Father for His grand plan of redemption, to redeem true Israel and to save those alive that call on His name. Now, redemption and salvation are two different things. There will be non-Israelites that will not be destroyed when the avenging angels come. Okay? Not because they're equal to Israel, but because they have not done Israel any harm and don't try to hurt us. And they believe, they believe in Yahweh. Now, it doesn't make them Israel. It doesn't give them eternal life. Doesn't give them an eternal body. They will be allowed to live out their lifespan, which will probably be extended because all the pollution and everything will be destroyed. It will all, everything, there will be a new heaven and a new earth. They will exist on it, but not in Yerushalayim, which will be the great city that will come down for Israel. They will be outside, and they will be subject to the godly rule of true Israel. They will have been non-adversarial. So we won't treat them bad because they're not Israel. They just won't have eternal bodies. And they won't be allowed to enter New Jerusalem. They will be outside. But we're not going to be cruel to them. All of that cruelty and all of that killing will have passed. Because the avenging angels will kill all that have been enemies of Israel and enemies of Yahweh. Oh, that's... Whew. Hey, Yahweh has warned everybody. He's warned Israel. Now, how hard is it going to be for a lot of Israelites to be cast into the lake of fire along with the devil and his angels? Says it right there in Scripture. I mean, come on. We're talking about perfect justice. And you, if you have done perfect wickedness, what kind of perfect justice can you expect? It's not going to be pretty. I'm sorry. It's just not going to be a pleasant thing. If you've rejected Yeshua Messiah, if you rejected the covenant that he brought, the new covenant, if you want to live in the world and you want to live of the world and you want to make all that money and he who dies with the most toys wins, what can you expect from a divine being who is perfect justice? He can't do less. He's not going to play around. It's not a stupid game of mankind. It's not a lip service deal. You either do or you don't. There's no shades of gray there. If you've been living your life and giving it lip service, oh yeah, I go to church every Sunday. And what does that get you? Does that buy you a free ride? Worshiping the Lord and Jesus? No. And you maybe have heard our message. A lot of people have heard my message. Some take my message. Some take Eli's message. Some take David James' message. Some take Pastor Dan's message. Some take Greg Howard's message. Some have taken Paul Mullett's message. I mean, we've had a plethora of preachers on that are teaching Yahweh's truth. Some accept that because we call a Jew a Jew and tell you who they are and what they're doing and what they've done. Some call us haters because they're indoctrinated in that system, the same system that perverted and has changed Thanksgiving Day. I was raised celebrating Christmas with the Christmas tree and presents, and we all drive around. Dad would drive the family around. We look at all the Christmas lights. I'm originally from Cincinnati, and it was a gorgeous Christmas display. I didn't know that it was pagan. Didn't have a clue. I went to the public school system up there and got a great education. I saw one Negro. One. He was in high school. And he went on to be a football player with the Cincinnati Bengals. Didn't last long. He wasn't that good. One. Never had a Negro in kindergarten, grade school, middle school, or high school except one. And he was there in my junior year and senior year. Just one. there were separate bathrooms when I grew up. Not just in the South. Not just in the South, but in Cincinnati. And they had one high school where all the Jews and the Negroes went. That was an integrated high school. It's called Hughes High School. And they used to chant, Hughes, Hughes, niggers and Jews. Hughes, Hughes, niggers and Jews. They chant them at the, chant that at the football games and stuff. The school system was segregated in Cincinnati. Not just in the South. Up until when Lyndon Baines Johnson got in after Kennedy was killed. I was in high school when President Kennedy was shot, and they announced it. And dismissed school. They called the school bus company and they took us all home. Boy, after that, things rapidly went downhill. So I'm thankful today that I grew up in a segregated school system and got an exemplary education. I went to University of Cincinnati for a couple of years till I found out it was ultra-liberal and I just couldn't stand what they were teaching. And I left. I didn't graduate. You know, graduate from what? From what? There was nothing to graduate from. Bunch of liberals and Jews. Never saw a queer to go in college. They're all over the place. See, I didn't know what was waiting for me. Well, I found out in short order. Because it was a public college. And they brought people in from all over to go to school there. Whew. Man, man, man. And now the schools are so anti-Christ, they teach against what we in Christian identity believe in. Just so it's very, very hard for us, unless you homeschool your children, to have your children get a quality education if they go to the public school system, unless they go to a private religious school. I'd like to see, instead of Catholic schools, etc., etc., Christian identity schools pop up where they teach the real history, including all the dastardly things that our Talmudic people in this country and elsewhere have done. All the wars, they teach the truth about all the wars we fought. That would be a major thing. And they would have religious education and teach who Yeshua is and some Hebrew and some Greek. And they'd read the Bible in the school. Now about pledging allegiance to the Masonic dishrag of the United States of America, that has gone by the wayside. Because the flag that we have now is not the flag of the United States. It's not. It's a corporate flag. If it has gold fringe on it, it's a corporate military flag. So don't get all bent out of shape if somebody doesn't salute the flag. I don't salute the flag. It's not my flag. I used to see my flag. But it's gone. They took it down. And they substituted this fake flag that they're using now. Now the national anthem. Well, they've still got the national anthem. But the country that it was attached to, that nation no longer exists. That may anger some people, I know. Blind patriotism and all of that. Oh, I love America. What America? Where is it? What is it? What are you loving? What, you know, the one that sends your children to school with niglets? You love that? Educate your children in jewelry in school? You love that? You love having a number instead of a name? You love that? You love having to pay usury to the Jewish bankers? Do you love that? Do you have to worry if your wife tries to go to the grocery store that she'll be raped by a gang of foreign rapists? Do you love that? What do you love? What is there? Ask yourself, what is there that you love about America today? What are you loving? Things that used to be, the nostalgia. Oh, there's nostalgia. I remember when. You know, it was Ozzie and Harriet and Beaver Cleaver. I grew up in that. And then it all went to hell. It was in process of going to hell before, but I was a child and I wasn't aware. Well, brothers and sisters, I'm aware now. Let's be real honest about it. I am aware. Are you aware? If your Christian identity and you follow a lot of stuff on the internet and you're listening to EFR, as so many do, our listening audience is far greater than that in the chat room, etc., etc. The downloads, all the shows, the archives, the websites, they're panicking and attacking because we are waking people up, and other truther sites are waking people up, whether it's Yahweh's truth or secular truth or whatever. Truth is truth. If they're making people aware of who the Talmudists are that infest our country and rule it by their financial machinations. If you're old school like me, you're thankful that you saw a time in your life when things were not as completely nutso like they are now. And it is getting worse with this violence and false flags and shootings. And murders and rapes and disappearances and pedophiles. And Holly Weird and the Clintons and Obama Llama Ding Dong. I'm thankful to Yahweh that I grew up in a time when I didn't see, you know, ignorance was bliss. I was a child. But then I became a man and I was in the world, and I believed a lot of the crap until I heard a few people and I looked around and my affiliation with right-wing groups, and I woke up, and back when I was in it, I joined the Ku Klux Klan. I was a Klansman. And the Klan then was the real deal. Not like now, Ku Klux Clowns. And we took care of business, and we were a good organization. We did charity, and then it changed. And I saw that, and I finally just gave up on it. The concept was good, but there were so many Masonic rituals in it. I didn't know that till later on. So I'm thankful that I was made aware. And now I'm so very, very thankful that I am affiliated with Eurofolk Radio. And the truth that we put out, and we have to be very, very vigilant, because we have had wolves creep in sheep's clothing, and we've had to boot some people. Got a real good crew right now. We're always working on improving things. I'm thankful for my affiliation with Eli James and David James, Paul English, and Pastor Dan, and just, you know, the whole crew. What a bunch of people. I'm thankful that I can go to the feasts. I'm thankful that Yahweh has healed me, so I can continue in this battle. I'm thankful that at my age, even with the physical problems I have just had, that my mind is clear. That I am receptive to His message when He gives me messages. That my knowledge of Scripture enables me to help others. That I may serve Him. I'm so thankful for that service. I'm thankful for His love. I'm thankful for His truth. I'm thankful for the friends that I have made. People that have prayed for me and have supported me. Oh, yes. I'm not talking about financial support. I'm talking about moral support. Oh, we're praying for you. We're praying for you. We want you back. You know how good that feels? I'm very thankful for that. I'm thankful for a lot of things every day. Even though my mind is open and I see all these other things that are going wrong, I am privileged in Yahweh to see the things that are right. I see a lot of right out in this world. I'm associated with it. I cleave to people that act right, that live by Yahweh's laws, that quote Yahweh's laws, that make an effort to be one of Yahweh's chosen people, not just give lip service. I'm thankful for that. Every day, not just today. Brothers and sisters, if you're in Christian Identity and this sort of describes your life, that you're living Yahweh's word, if you're really into it, every day should be Thanksgiving Day, and I give thanks for you that you are awake. Maybe my work here on EFR has had something to do with it, maybe not. Maybe it's due to one of the other pastors. I give thanks for them. Yes, this is a Thanksgiving day, brothers and sisters. It very well is a Thanksgiving day. Be thankful for Yahweh and His mercy. Be thankful that Yahshua came to redeem Israel. Be thankful that we have eternal life promised to us through Yahshua. Be thankful we won't suffer that second death. Be thankful we won't be cast into the lake of fire with the devil and his angels. Be thankful that you have the opportunity to witness to other Israelites that may not have made a decision yet. Be thankful that you know the truth. And that you can share it. Be thankful for EFR and the other sites that are spreading the truth. Pray for EFR. Pray for those that are working diligently on it. Pray for those that are exposing all these lies. Be thankful that our people are waking up and we're seeing who the enemy and his troops are. In this world, now, not to come, now, be thankful that you know who they are. Be thankful that you have been informed of how to get out from under their nasty plans. Be thankful that you can be a witness to their destruction. And you may very well be able to see Yahshua Messiah coming with his mighty messengers in your lifetime. Be thankful. I know I am every day. Thanksgiving Day should be every day for a true Christian. One that calls on the name of Yahweh, that believes in Yahshua, the Messiah. You should be thankful every day when you wake up, when you go to bed. You should pray and give thanks for what you have in your life. Some may have more than others materially, but spiritually, if you are rich in the Spirit and you are rich in the Word of Yahweh, that you read it and understand it and share it with others. Be thankful for that. Be thankful that the Word is available to you. Many, many years people had to go to the temple to listen to it once a year. Be thankful that there's so many versions in print, and you can decipher and study. All of them are not perfect. Even my version that I've done the direct translation, there might be an error in there. I don't know, but I did the best I could. It's better than anything out there. I will say that not out of ego, but just fact. I have work. I just finished up. Second Samuel. I just got it printed out today. It's in it. First and Second Samuel are done. Now I'm gonna start on Kings. I'm getting the hard copies done, but I have to computerize them off the old copies that were just typed on a typewriter. It's taken me years to get this done. And I'm very thankful that I have the equipment to do that. Another thing I'm thankful for. What can you be thankful for today? Huh? What in your life has Yahweh done that you would just give him special thanks? If you're in a good marriage, be thankful for your wife. Or be thankful for your husband. If you have children, be thankful for them. If you have food on the table, be thankful for that. You have copies of the scripture that you can read and share with your family. Be thankful for that. Oh boy, there's so much we can be thankful for, not just on Thanksgiving Day, but every day. Every day, Thanksgiving Day. For us, for others, well, now this ought to make Pastor Greg Howard and Eli laugh, because I do Yahweh's covenant people with them on Fridays. Be thankful that you were born white. Oh, Greg's gonna love that. And so is Eli. Be thankful you were born white. Really? That you weren't born some beast of the field with no soul. Be thankful for that. And be thankful that you know the difference between them and us. Ah, yes. I'm thankful for the beautiful, bright, sunny day that I'm having here in Central Kentucky. I'm thankful that I have a water filter that purifies all my water out of the tap. Takes all the chemicals and the lead and all the crud and bacteria out of it. And I'm drinking a thing of pure water right now. I'm thankful that I'm down to 225 pounds from 254. I'm thankful that my blood pressure is normal. I'm thankful I have new arteries in my heart and it's not straining itself just to pump blood. I'm thankful that the pain is going away. I'm thankful. And tomorrow will bring me things that I'll be thankful for tomorrow. New things. I'm thankful for the inspiration that Yahweh gives me so I can give a sermon like this or read His Word and translate it correctly. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for my computers. I had to save and save and save and save and save. Little bit each month. And now I have two good computers. One I bought brand new, which is a huge machine. It's a couple terabytes. The other one is a refurbished machine with a modern processor and 2 terabytes. I have two great big computers with great big screens. And lots of programs. And I'm thankful for them because I can do the stuff that I need to do for EFR and be productive and help my brothers and sisters. I'm not a computer expert, but I'm not a complete dummy either, and I can do certain things to help in the production at EFR, and I'm thankful for that, that I'm allowed to serve in so many capacities, not only as a preacher, but as a servant, that I can do grunt work. That's a blessing, to be able to do that, to be able in physical condition to be able to do that, to be healed with this healing hand, to be able to talk to people of my own race and convert them. I don't get them all, but I do some. I make them think, I make them look stuff up. That's a blessing. That's a very definite blessing. I am so very grateful, so thankful for my awakening to the truth. Just the sheer fact that Yahweh woke me up. Thank you, Father. Praise you. What else can I say? If you want to get any of my shows, now I was gone for a while in the hospital and didn't do some live shows. I'm back doing live stuff, new stuff. I don't mean live, I mean new stuff. You can go to my website, which is https, as in sugar, :// www.pastor, pastor, -. Steve, Steve, .com, and you can listen to and download all the stuff that I've done on EFR, start to finish. I'll put this one in when I'm done with it in a minute or so. They're all up to date, sometimes in different time zones. It's hard to hear my shows because it's so late at night over in Europe, etc. They're in bed. So they can go and download my stuff at that website. Very user-friendly. There's no response. That way I don't have to deal with trolls or hackers. There's no access to it. I have access to it, and one other person has access to it, and that's it. That way you don't have to fight through a bunch of nasty comments. There's no comments. I don't need comments. It's a teaching and learning site. That's what it's for. And nothing else. It's not for playing around. It's all scripture study. So you can go there and enjoy yourself and not have to worry about a bunch of nonsense going on. So we're coming down the end here. They want me to leave a 3-minute segment for station ID, etc., etc. I will do that. I will say Happy Thanksgiving Day. And may Yahweh bless and keep you. And I'll talk to you tomorrow on Word for Word. Praise Yahweh. Give Him all the glory.
Lift, lift, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4, lift, lift. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip.